This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I want to thank you for making time for us today. You are going to be at CMAC on Thursday, July 18th. Tickets available at cmacevents.com. Doing some reading on your career and where you've been and what you've been doing. It has been 3 years since your last album. What took so long this time around?
A lot of things. There was a lot of variables. This music business is a crazy thing. I parted ways with management last year and took everything upon myself. And so that kind of pushed back the recording process as well. And I had to take some time to make sure everything on the business end and my team was correct. And then we finished the record and just going through a bunch of changes. And we were finally able to get it out really 6 months after we had originally wanted to get it out, which is a considerable amount of time when you start recording a record in 2022 and get it out in 2024.
Your website, CodyJinks.com, there's a quote on there that says, I came from a DIY punk mindset of doing things the way I want to do them. And you just mentioned you made some changes. Do you think going your own way, it's sort of taking you a little bit longer to get to where you are today than if you had just kind of sat back and said, all right, tell me what to do?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say, really, because I've really always just looked at it. I do things not necessarily just the way I do them. I think I'm open-minded. I have a very good group of people around me that I do appreciate their input as far as running this machine. It's never served me well just to set back and say, hey, you take care of it. In the sense of, my career, I've always been very hands-on. I don't think I micromanage, but I do like things done a certain way. Ethics are huge for me. And this is a business that's full of a lot of unethical people.
When we talk about mainstream country music, and when I say mainstream, I mean like there's radio stations in every little town and city across America. The music gets played there. That's what I mean when I say mainstream country music. It's pretty formulaic. You got your love songs, your drinking songs, your pretty girl songs. Your music is a different lane. You talk about being an outcast and things like addiction and depression, some really deep stuff. When you write songs, are you writing stuff for yourself and it just happens to be connecting with people, or are you writing for your fans, or is it kind of a little bit of both?
I write for myself. I hope that the fans enjoy it. I think one of the greatest things people can tell me is when they walk up and say something along the lines of, have you been following me around? You're writing about my life.
Yeah.
The pretty girl songs and all the other happy songs and the whatever kind of songs, they all have their place. I write heavier stuff. There's the being alive and being human is beautiful. And it's also very ugly at times. And I don't try to highlight the ugly times. I try to get them out and talk about them. I think that it's cathartic for me. And whenever I hear people come up and say, I'm dealing with that, I've dealt with that, I'm this many years sober, I've reconnected with my mother because of the mama song, whatever, you know, like life is it's a crazy thing. So, you know, I do write for myself to answer the question. I give long answers, but people take those songs and they make them their own. And that's the biggest fulfillment that I get from being a writer.
You had mentioned that there's a place for all different kinds of songs and all, you know, all different kinds of lanes in country music. You know, back in the 70s, you had a lot of the outlaw stuff. And that seemed to be, for some reason, the nation connected with that. The world of country music fans, it seemed to overwhelmingly connect with that. And it almost feels like we're heading back in that direction with guys like Jelly Roll and Zach Bryan and you writing music that is like super personal and not necessarily happy times music. And it just feels like there's a change in the vibe of country music. Are you getting that vibe too? Or are you just kind of in your lane doing your thing?
Both. I stay in my lane and do my thing. It keeps me out of trouble. I've been doing this a while now. But to speak to your point, to the guys specifically, you know, I know Zach. I don't know Jelly Roll. I know of his story. I think real music always wins. I think it gets pushed to the side sometimes. But I think that if you look at the way that, you know, just America is right now, the world is as a whole, it's difficult because people do feel disenfranchised again. So they are writing about real stuff again. And it's not, you know, in the early 2000s up through, you know, the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, whenever 7, 8, 9, whenever it was, you know, when all the, you know, Daisy Duke songs and tailgate songs and all those things, you know, that's a part of it. I guess that took its, you know, that took its turn at the wheel and there was a place for that and an audience for that. But I think, you know, music right now, it's art imitating life or life imitating art. The heavier stuff right now, I think, is coming back in, and the real, the, you know, it's not always happy, but, you know, music has always been, like I said, while ago, it's a cathartic thing to be able to, you know, to get that out. You know, therapists will tell you, write down what's going on, you know, and that's essentially what I'm doing in a song. And people take those and they make them their own thing. And I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's an honor.
Lots of collaborations the last couple of years. That used to be kind of a pop music thing, and now it feels like it's okay to do it in country. Not that it didn't happen before, but I mean, Lainey Wilson with Hardy and with Jelly and Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Is there anybody that you would love to get out there and pick up the phone and call and get in a studio with? Anybody you're jonesing to work with?
There's a ton of them. I have a teenage daughter, so it's not what you would think in my house. Like, you know, I don't run the radio. We listen to plenty of Taylor.
I was just going to drop the T word. I let you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and I'm a huge Taylor fan, and I'd love to work with her. Obviously anybody would. She's brilliant. But as far as other genres, I would be more apt to work with probably a metal artist, but as far as like the pop world and people of that nature, and I don't even know if she's pop, but she's a Texas girl. She's from right down the road. I would love to work with Kelly Clarkson. And another Texan. I'd love to work with Norah Jones, who, you know, she's not really pop, but just different kinds of music, you know, different people that I've never worked with before.
Have you ever seen Kelly Clarkson perform live? That voice?
No.
That yeah. voice is absolutely spot on and amazing. I've been in a room with her twice, and holy mackerel, when she opens her mouth, you can't do anything but sit there and be in awe. Like she's amazing.
She is amazing. Burleson, Texas native, right down the road.
Your Instagram, you mentioned in a little clip, an interview clip on Look Like Somebody's podcast, you were talking about wrestling and hanging out with a bunch of wrestlers and meeting wrestlers. Are you a big fan?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Von Erichs, but
yeah.
there was a place in Dallas called the Sportatorium. And back in the day, there was lots of different circuits, and the wrestlers would just drive around all these different circuits, and the Sportatorium was this old tin roof shack thing, a metal building. And my dad took me to see the Von Erichs there when I was a kid. And I got to meet Jake the Snake when I was 16, and I've always kept up with it. And just through the years, just getting to know some of the wrestlers and interview some of them. I got to interview Steve Austin and AJ Styles, and you know, got to meet a whole bunch of really cool ones. Got to meet The Undertaker. You know, just, yeah, I'm a fan, and I would say that the wrestlers kind of have a similar road story to what we do.
Sure.
Pro baseball players and wrestlers, we have a lot of the same kind of traveling similarities.
There's like a minor league and a major league for music, for wrestling, for baseball.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
all very similar.
Yes. Well said.
You are known for your music. You're also known for that epic beard. Have you ever made the mistake of chopping it off because you're like, I'm sick of it, and then just grew it right back?
One time. I was probably 38. This was probably six, seven years ago, I guess. I don't know. And I was on the road with Jamie Johnson, and I was having like an identity crisis of sorts, and I wanted to see what I looked like without it. And I shaved it off one night and went and played a show in Alabama with Jamie. And I walked out on stage, there's 7,000 people there, and it sounded like crickets. They didn't recognize it was me. And then there were rumors going around that it wasn't me. And then I'd hired a fake, and Because
that's the premise of George Strait's movie. Remember Pure Country? I think was
people
it Pure
thought
Country?
Yep, Pure Country. People thought I'd pulled a Dusty. And exactly. Yeah. And it was kind of dumb because I had long sleeves on that night. People were like, we couldn't see his tattoos. Well, I had long sleeves on that night. People were like, well, it wasn't him. And they're like, well, if I was going to do that, wouldn't I hire somebody that had a beard, you know?
Right. You would think so.
Anyway, I let it go for about three songs. And I finally said, well, I shaved my beard off, you know, and everybody's just still looking at me like, huh? Yeah.
I had a pretty epic beard going last year. The first time I'm 54 now. So like 52-ish, I started to let it grow. About a year and a half in, got it, you know. It wasn't quite as long as yours, but it was pretty epic to the point where everybody commented on it. And the one thing I noticed when I had it, it's like owning a Jeep. You walk into like a grocery store, if another dude with a beard's walking out, it's like, how you doing? Tip of the hat kind of thing.
Very much so. Very, very much like, yeah, because my wife and I have a Jeep. We're Jeep people. So
everybody in a Jeep has to wave at somebody else in a Jeep, right?
That's you do. You give them the old, two finger on the steering wheel.
There you go.
Peace sign, you know?
Everybody in country music seems to have a side hustle. Could there be a Cody Jinx line of beard products in the works?
It's funny you should say that.
Tell me it's already out there.
There might, no, there's not. It's not already out there. There might be. Right now, I've partnered up with Bobby Robinson from Stack and Bills. They're a Southern outfitter and apparel company down here. And we're about to launch a collaborative. I'm going in and with to business with them. We're launching Jinx by Stack and Bills. We've picked out our own cologne and we've got the bottling done, the packaging done, and all that good stuff. So that's the side hustle we're going to be dropping here in the next couple months. I'm finishing up a book right now. And always something going on.
Always. Always got to make that money. You know,
you got to work. You got to go to work, man. That's what we do. We go to work.
Your new album's out there. Newish. It's been out for a little while. It's called Change the Game. The single Outlaws and Mustangs. And you're coming to town. C-Mac. Have you seen the actual name of the town you're going to be in? I love playing this game with artists.
Canandaigua.
You got it.
Ah.
Very good. That is a tricky word. There's a lot of letters in that word.
Yeah, I had to work on that one. I was doing some promo liners, and it took me a couple times to get it right.
Well, we'll see you CMAC Thursday, July 18th. Anybody looking for tickets, cmacevents.com. Cody, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
You're more than welcome anytime. Thank you for your time as well. It's much appreciated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.